Second thing that I'm going to tell you about involved DJ, and you talk about like little small things, attention to detail. When we walk into the room, I bring Coach in to do the interview with DJ. And DJ says, "Hey, I'm DJ Shockley. Coach, great to have you here." And he goes, "Oh, I know who you are.
I know.
He goes, "I know who you are. I know all about you, DJ."
I was blown away by that. I was completely shocked.
At some point, we had to look and be like, well, at some point, he scouted you.
No doubt.
He either scouted you, tried to recruit you.
Blown away. When I left the interview, I told people, I said, he actually knew who I was. I mean, I was like a little kid. Like, I couldn't believe he knew who I was, you know. Hadn't played a couple of years. He's had thousands of players. He had to look at and recruit and hold him and say, "Hey, I remember you." And, you know, he talked about me playing quarterback, so I knew he had some knowledge of me. He wasn't just, you know, saying something to make me feel good. Yeah. I was like, that's
no,
cool.
No, and that's the thing. Cool. Like, I see this a lot. It's the behind-the-scenes guy is a – "Oh, yeah, DJ, great to see you." No, this was a, no, I know who you are. Right. I know everything about you.
Right.
And credit to our guy, Brian Kearns, over in Falcons PR, because he gives, you know, the coach, here's your media schedule. You know, here's everything that you're going to be doing today. And it's easy to just take it and just be like, oh, okay, put it in my pocket.
Just go.
So clearly at some point when he got that in his hand, he's like, I want to find out who these people are.
Right.
And it wouldn't surprise me if there were a lot of other media members that had that same experience with him. And it's also important to note, you know, we were at the press conference. I mean, there must have been 100 or more people in that room,
man,
for him. And for a guy who's never been a head coach before to be as cool and confident under that amount of pressure, I mean, it just goes to show how, you know, a couple of years of Super Bowl media day can just kind of take the edge off of any big deal. So it was pretty interesting to see that as well.
He did get up an applause, almost like a standing ovation from the entire room, media and other people in that room. That's one of the first times I've seen that happen with media. Media is not easy to do that.